Up at Cab Hask, experiencing Hask Experience Day with Ephraim and Shuli Popel. It says here 20 plus years at camp. Reference to Shuli? 21.
27. Longer.
27.
When they said 20 plus, they meant it. That's one big plus.
That's a big plus.
We figure it out every year.
So who's the teacher and who's the backroom nurse?
Nurse.
I'm the nurse.
Teacher.
Are you excited about the new medical center going up?
Oh, yeah. We're hoping that everything is organized and neat and clean and we have space for everybody and everyone. Because when you come in the back room during our times.
You've got one of the most challenging parts of camp to deal with, right? You know, it's funny. In regular summer camps, they always joke that the most important building in camp is the dining room. And that might be the case here also.
I would say so.
But in Hask, you're running a close second. Wouldn't you agree?
We are like the foundation to make the parents feel very comfortable that they're able to send their kids and not have to worry about any medical issues.
What's that like, by the way, pre-camp? I would assume somebody has to be in touch with parents pre-camp in terms of all this.
The head nurses, Essie and Alyssa, are great. They spend a lot of time
and they coordinate
on the phone
that
with
whole
everyone.
Thing.
And then we come in early, about a week early, and we work and work and work all day and all night and get everything organized for only 8 weeks. But
we were joking earlier about the security staff who generally in a regular camp would be very, very suspicious if they saw someone on camp at 3 a.m. Here, of course, they have to cut a little slack to the camp because
right.
They could be wandering around. How often are you taking a 3 a.m. shift?
I usually don't. We finish like close to 10, but every once in a while.
Are there middle of the night things that you have to deal with?
Head nurses are on the run.
Right, I would imagine.
They have their little emergency phones. And
that's it. And if someone needs you 24 hours, 7 days a week, you're going to respond.
Even non-emergencies, but
right.
Yes.
Right, yeah, that's the thing about camp, right? Even non-emergencies. But I get that. Look, counselors are in a challenging situation. They don't know.
Awesome.
It's like people at home, you know, when do I call Hot Solo and don't I call Hot Solo? The whole thing, that debate that goes on for 30 minutes in a house. That debate's going on in bunks about contacting the infirmary.
We
you know?
Tell the counselors to call for everything.
Right.
It's better.
Yeah, obviously it's better safe than
sorry.
And then
we try to educate them so that they're not calling in for nothing. But they're
no,
amazing.
No, I get that.
They're wonderful. The mothers and the fathers of camp.
See, it's funny because there's so many people here that are so, I don't want to say on edge, but are so focused. You know when someone's all in and focused on their job? You know, it's like you have to be paying, it's like an umpire. You have to be paying constant attention to what's going on. And the counselors are in that type of situation when it comes to
there
the health of their
eyes.
Campers.
There are eyes. They tell us everything. They know their campers better than us.
Yeah, I would
for
imagine
sure.
So at this
They're
point.
They're wonderful.
Ephraim here is a teacher.
Started as a counselor
in
1995. For three summers, three greatest summers of my life. And it was a natural progression. I went to Duke School, got a degree in special education, offered a position the next summer, and been here ever since.
He married Hask first. Then he married me.
That was in the Ksuba.
When I refer to JMA, I don't say first wife. I say first love.
<'Cause> this is correct.
This way we make sure everything's in the right category.
We were married for 8 weeks when we came here.
Wow.
Yeah.
So one second. Not everyone understands this, I mean, I would assume, since I don't, and there are a lot of people listening who are getting this for the first time. There is a formal education program. Remember, most summer camps don't have.
That's correct.
The formal education in a regular camp might be a couple of shiurim each day or bar mitzvah lessons.
Right.
You're doing a real academic program.
Yeah.
Tell them what the T-shirt says.
So, right. Academics, the reason you hate Sundays, because Sundays sometimes tend to be a little fun, but not so structured. We have 20-plus classrooms of students with special needs in different levels and areas and ages, and working on individualized educational plan goals throughout the day, including swimming and lunch and gym, but reading and math and writing and walking and fine motor skills, going back to the bunk, working on folding and sorting and washing hands with counselors so that they can carry over those skills. And the counselors walk in as 19-year-old, the first year back from yeshiva and seminary, and by the fourth day, they're teaching reading groups and math groups, and I say, stop, just look around. There are 35 people in the room, and everybody is working when they can't get their kids' attention span for more than a couple of minutes. It's a beautiful
thing to see. I like to watch them in action. It's really cool.
It's a beautiful thing to see.
So academics is not as bad as some people think.
That's correct. Academics is a...
Even during the summer.
Yeah, it's a structured, amazing program. The counselors feel like then they learn how to, when they work with a teacher who's a special education teacher and a professional.
Do you remember this experience as a counselor?
Yes, as a counselor, I have fond memories of my teachers, Maura Pineda and Maura Ed, who is here for many summers, and in touch with them over the years.
As a counselor, you were a teacher.
And then my last summer...
Yeah, I get that. Yeah, yeah. But still, you know, these are the mentors now emulating, right, essentially.
Correct. And it's great to teach the counselors how to work with their kids and give and see the growth and development, both for the campers as well as the counselors over the course of the summer.
Now, have the qualifications changed in the last 25 years?
No. A master's degree in special education,
and that's
pretty good. Yeah.
I mean, I don't want to minimize. Right, I'm just saying that we're not at a point, people think, in 2023, the standards of the state and the standards when it comes to special needs has gone so much higher in different areas. But
I would just say that the standard of the kids have changed. Like, 20 years ago, 25 years ago, the campers were generally more verbal, higher functioning. Now we're dealing with more specialized autism kids and kids with autism and other disabilities that are more challenging. And the teachers step up to the challenge and those counselors step up to the challenges. Coming in the same year with no experience, learning a little bit of orientation, and then just jumping in.
So you are seeing many different types of situations than the teachers did a quarter of a century ago.
That's right. Absolutely.
A lot of different situations.
A lot of situations.
And more specialized also.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. First everything, like being able to focus and being able to work and being able to, participate even for short periods of time, but working in the bunk and folding and sorting, a lot of hand over hand.
Is there a lot of preparation for this? Are you spending time in the winter, focused on this program?
I spend about 2 or 3 months preparing for my class once I get my list and preparing constantly through the summer to meet the needs as the kids.
You must be doing a lot of adjustments the first week.
That's the secret. Never think you have it set until you start and then you see that you have to adjust often. A good teacher.
A lot of repeat campers now or not?
This summer was a new bunch, but I've had generally over the years 5 or 10 years of students in a row, and you get to see parents at parent-teacher conferences who come and they wait all year to ask questions. I want to know what you think about this medicine or what this therapy, and it really
is
very touching.
They are contacted during the year also.
That's right. It's a 12-month thing.
Well, you're both on the front lines in different areas of camp, but you're on the front lines of what's going on here at Camp Hass. Our thanks to Ephraim and Shuli Popel, veterans here.
Thank God. And our kids all work here also. It's amazing.
That must be a great feeling.
There's one of them.
There you go. Yeah. Well, they're emulating their own mentors that they grew up with.
We're very lucky.
Thank you both very much.
Here.
And continued success this summer. More coming up on a Monday morning broadcast here at JM in the AM.